Welcome to The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. And today, Taylor and I are really excited because we have another person in the studio with us, which doesn't happen every day. We're here with Jacob Holzman. He is the enterprise editor of the Vermont Cynic, which is UVM's student-run newspaper. And he's here to talk with us about a piece they ran in late January called Out of State, Out of Mind. Jacob, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So let's just set the stage with a couple of quick stats. The first is that Vermont relies on tuition for the highest percentage of its higher education revenue in the country. That's 85.3% of all higher education revenue in the state comes from students' tuition costs.
The other stat that's pretty shocking is the state appropriation per full-time student is the second lowest in the nation. And essentially that means the amount of tax dollars that the state is contributing per full-time student is the second lowest in the nation. And even if Vermont doubled that, we'd still be below the national average, which is pretty significant.
What this piece in The Cynic focused on was less about these numbers and more about this thing, the 40% rule. So Jacob, could you just tell us, what is the 40% rule?
Vermont has this barely known law surrounding tuition prices at the University of Vermont. It states that in-state tuition cannot be more than 40% of what out-of-state tuition is. This has come to be known with UVM and with the state as the 40% rule. Now, there is no other school in the country that has a similar rule, and no school in the state of Vermont besides UVM is subject to it. Vermont State Colleges was founded several years after its passage. So the rule works like this. Let's say out-of-state tuition is $100. In-state would be $40, and the state would give $60 per student to the university to make up for that discount. Now, the rule had two parts, one that stated that in-state tuition could be no more than 40% of out-of-state, and the second stated that the state had to give the money to the university per student. However, over the 56 years that this has been in place, this hasn't been happening.
Right, and so these aren't small numbers either. UVM has the seventh highest in-state tuition rate of all the public schools that are ranked by the U.S. News and World Report. And it's like almost double the average of in-state tuition in the country.
Yeah, and for out-of-state students, that's even higher. It's the fourth highest in the nation.
So that's of all public schools, it's the fourth highest for out-of-state students.
So this story was reported by three out-of-state students, correct, at
yes.
UVM?
Yes.
So you guys are all paying that out-of-state higher tuition.
Yes.
So it might be easy for some folks to dismiss that as just a bunch of students complaining about their tuition costs, but why is this important?
Well, we spoke with a lot of students, and the ones that ended up in the story especially, they really touched on how they really wanted to live in Burlington. And when we spoke with a representative from the state, Allison Richards, director of intergovernmental affairs for Shumlin's office, she noted that out-of-state students are a huge asset to Vermont's economy, especially in Burlington. And every single student that we spoke to that couldn't afford to go here because of the prices noted that they didn't just enjoy going to UVM. They really wanted to live in Burlington. They really loved what they saw in Vermont. And all of these students were potential for moving to Burlington.
And what about for the school administrators? How does this rule have an impact on them?
They really have limitations on how competitive the university is. Every official we spoke to really saw this rule as a restriction on how flexible the university can be for both in-state and out-of-state students. If they raise in-state, they have to raise out-of-state. The tuition rates are stuck together.
As you said, this is like a 56-year-old law. What's the history? I mean, you mentioned that the state was supposed to make up that 60%, and that hasn't been happening. How did that kind of fall apart?
Well, we spoke with UVM's president, Tom Sullivan, and he shed some light on how 2 years after the bill was passed, the state just sort of removed the part of the bill that stated that they had to give that part of the money. So over time, the law has essentially been a wheelbarrow without both of its wheels, as he said.
So that means that instead of having the university receive the same amount of money, regardless of where the student came from, they're receiving less for in-state students?
Oh, yeah. As of right now, it's like one-third of where it should be in terms of appropriation per student, according to what the 40% rule needs.
So the 40% rule, as it was originally stated, the university would get the same amount of money regardless of where the student came from.
Yes.
And now that's not happening. And the out-of-state students who it's all coming from tuition are paying much more, are paying in much more than in-state because the state is only making up a little bit of that gap?
Well, the out-of-state students are in effect subsidizing in-state tuition. In 2012, Governor Shumlin commissioned a report led by Nick D'Onofrio, former IBM executive, and the committee found that of the 12 recommendations they could give to help the relationship between UVM and the state, they only gave one about removing a law, and that was removing the 40% rule, or at the very least amending it to remove the restriction and the lack of flexibility for the university to remain competitive on a national level. And they saw that, as of right now, out-of-state tuition is effectively subsidizing the in-state discount.
So you talked to at least one lawmaker for this piece. I mean, is this something that they were even aware of? Are they hoping to change this law, or what's the deal there?
We did speak with the head of the House Committee on Appropriations, the vice chair. We spoke with the chair of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. And the consensus appears to be that lawmakers are in a bind. It's hard when you have your constituents to really remove the one thing that keeps their tuition low according to the law. However, UVM has stated on the record that in-state tuition will not increase. Now, an interesting note, after we published the piece, we did receive a comment from a former Board of Trustees member, John Zampieri, who noted that UVM might not stick to their word. It's an interesting curiosity, I must say.
So this is a pretty cool story, and it's not every day that a college newspaper breaks a story like this. So what can you tell us about how the process of reporting this story went for you guys?
Well, it was definitely a learning experience. I mean, the section, the enterprise section on the Cynic, I founded it with the help of our editor-in-chief, Corey Dawson. The story came to me. One of my writers, Krista Cantrell, she suggested it. She was rummaging through some tuition documentation for the university and saw that we really just wanted to shed some light on what it was for students. We just thought that an explainer to tell people, you know, there's this law that states in-state tuition has to be 40% of what out-of-state is. And as we investigated, we found that the rule really hadn't been looked at by the state. It was something that was put down. It was arbitrary. And when we spoke with UVM officials, they saw that the rule had no basis in the way public education has progressed over the years. It was created as a way for in-state tuition to remain low back in 1959, and the state never went back to look and check if it had been succeeding.
Well, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great to talk with you.
It was a pleasure.
And that's The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
I'm Annie Russell.
Annie Russell produced.
Hattie Regan did our theme music, and The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.